from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister Budi Gunadi said IICC 2024 momentum to strengthen steps and to combat cancer. Military Chief General Agus Subianto refused the rehearsal of the 79th anniversary of the Indonesian Armed Forces. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin said that the 2024 Indonesian International Cancer Conference IICC in Nusa Dua, Badung, Regency Bali could strengthen Indonesia's step in fighting cancer, increasing access to early cancer detection and building international partnerships. As reported by Antara on Thursday, Minister Budi in his statement said that Indonesia faces major challenges in handling cancer, with more than 400,000 new cases each year and 230,000 deaths due to cancer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm deeply honored to stand before you today at this international conference where the brightest minds in science, medicine, and advocacy have come together to confront one of the humanity's most formidable challenges, which is cancer. In Indonesia, more than 400,000 new cancer patients every year, and more than 200,000 people die with cancer every year, including my father, including my mother, and including my father-in-law.
Therefore, Minister Budi said Indonesia has improved prevention and early detection, including distributing USG devices with linear probes and training general practitioners in 10,000 community health centers for breast cancer screening in around 100 million adult women. In addition, since 2022, Indonesia has carried out a massive HPV vaccination campaign for 50 million women and boys, with a target of completion in 2030. Meanwhile, Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, expressed the importance of global action for cancer prevention and control. He recommended that Indonesia, Bhutan, and Australia work together to build collaboration to combat cancer. Chief of the Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI General Agus Subianto, reviewed the clean rehearsal of the peak of the 79th anniversary celebration event at Monas Yard in Jakarta on Thursday. The Indonesian Armed Forces 79th anniversary celebration falls on Saturday, October 5th. Head of the Indonesian Armed Forces Information Center, Major General Haryanto, after the clean rehearsal of the Indonesian Armed Forces 79th anniversary to the media, said that in the 79th anniversary celebration, the Indonesian Armed Forces wants to show the capabilities of personnel and defense equipment as an effort to protect the Republic of Indonesia from all threats.
HUT ke-79 tahun ini luar biasa. Kita mengarahkan untuk peserta upacara depile.
This year's 79th anniversary is extraordinary. We mobilized approximately 100,000 people for the march ceremony, participants, and all 10 e-supporters, and we mobilized 1,059 defense equipment. And the anniversary was extraordinary with the number of defense equipment personnel and activities all mobilized so that the public could see. This is 10E, which has been using budget funds from the community. We are allocating it to protect the community with personnel and defense equipment, which will gradually continue to modernize in accordance with NE capabilities.
Masyarakat dengan personil dan alutsista yang lambat laun akan terus kita modernisasi sesuai dengan kemampuan TNI.
The rehearsal began with a parade of troops and continued with the appearance of a free fall demonstration, then a demonstration of equestrian troops, tactical martial arts, and a demonstration of VVIP security drones. The rehearsal event also features the Jupiter aerobatic team action and the aerial attraction of the Sukhoi Su-30 fighter aircraft. The event is closed with a defile of troops and various types of 10E Army, Navy, and Air Force defense equipment. The Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, BPOM, ensures that biological products are produced with world standards in order to build a future through domestic pharmaceutical independence. Quoted by Antara, head of BPOM, Taruna Ikrar in Medan, North Sumatra, Thursday said, "The agency does not want to play with public safety. Therefore, it makes good rules for the pharmaceutical industry." According to Taruna, biological products are currently needed because pharmaceutical products that dominate the world industry are no longer chemical-based, but 65% are biological products such as vaccine, stem cells, genetic therapy, and albumin. Therefore, his site continues to evaluate so that biological products in the pharmaceutical industry guarantee safety, good quality, and usefulness. Taruna also said the agency also facilitates the pharmaceutical industry, such as making drug certificates that aim to protect the wider community. The state-owned enterprise that managed the Mandalika Special Economic Zone SEZ in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, PT Indonesian Tourism Development ITDC, revealed that the Mandalika International Circuit will still hold the Mandalika MotoGP racing event until 2031. Reported by RRI.co.id, ITDC Commercial Director Troy Reza Thursday said that the holding of the Mandalika MotoGP is one of the efforts to advance sports tourism in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone, as well as increase tourist visits and attract investors to invest. Troy also said that the development of this area is expected to increase the economic growth of the community and have a positive impact on the tourism sector. Thus, improving the welfare of the community and the progress of Indonesia's development can be quickly realized. He claimed the implementation of MotoGP Indonesia is getting better from year to year. Let's move it on to the international news, where the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, urged UN members to maintain good relations with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and not take action that could potentially interfere with his work. Reported by Antara on Friday, this was conveyed by Swiss permanent representative to the UN, Pascal Bereschwil, representing Switzerland as the holder of the position of president of the UNSC this month, after the UNSC meeting on Thursday. Bereschwil said, "The UNSC encourages all UN member states to always maintain a productive and effective relationship with Secretary General, including by avoiding actions that could hinder him in carrying out his duties." Previously, Israel's Foreign Minister Israel Katz declared Guterres as persona non grata, that is, a person who is not wanted in Israel, after Guterres stressed the importance of easing tensions in the Middle East. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez reiterated his call for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, Palestine, and Lebanon. As reported by Anadolu at an event in Madrid, Spain, on Thursday, Prime Minister Sanchez also called for an end to the cycle of violence as it only brings death and destruction. He also said that territorial integrity, state sovereignty, protections of civilians, and the influx of humanitarian aid are the basic principles of peaceful coexistence among nations. Prime Minister Sanchez recalled that Spain condemned Hamas' operation into Israel in October last year, Israel's attack on Gaza and Lebanon, and Iran's missile attacks on Israel. He added that the Spanish government also called for diplomacy rather than war to achieve peace and security in the region. Britain said it would cede sovereignty of the Cagos Island to Mauritius on Thursday. As reported by Reuters, the decision will allow people displaced decades ago to return home. While Britain continues to use a strategic joint U.S. military base on its largest island, Diego Garcia. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed the deal, saying it would secure effective airbase operation in the next century. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said Cagos Island sovereignty issues and legal challenges could threaten Diego Garcia's long-term future so that the deal secure the base for the foreseeable future. The UK, which has controlled the Cagos Island since 1814, separated the territory in 1965 from Mauritius, a former colony that became independent 3 years later. To form the British Indian Ocean Territory, BIOT. In the early 1970s, nearly 2,000 residents were evicted to Mauritius and Seychelles to make room for the Diego Garcia's airbase. Listen, and let's move on to commentary for today.
Today's commentary is on Japanese Prime Minister's idea of establishing an Asian NATO. Japan's new Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba, on Tuesday, October the 1st, surprised many with his proposal for an Asian NATO. Amid China's increasing military assertiveness and North Korea's continued expansion of its nuclear arsenal, there may be some Southeast Asian and Pacific countries that are interested in Shigeru Ishiba's idea. However, it requires support from many Asian countries and powerful countries, such as the United States. In fact, so far, no Asian countries have expressed support. Even the United States and India have stated that they don't support it. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific, Daniel Crittenden Brink, said it was too early to talk about it. Indian Foreign Minister Subramanian Jaishankar on Tuesday, as quoted by Reuters, said that India did not share the same vision for an Asian NATO called for by Japan's new Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. The United States and India's disagreement with the plan to form an Asian NATO has been predicted by international political analysts. Powerful countries such as the United States and several Southeast Asian and Pacific countries tend not to support the plan to form a regional alliance such as an Asian NATO. Political analysts argue that this has the potential to alienate them in the region. The countries in Southeast Asia that are members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, although until now don't make any statement of support or disapproval, yet they seem not interested in Shigeru Ishiba's idea. Unlike in Europe, many Southeast Asian countries deeply distrust each other, either because of unresolved border issues or disputes left over from World War II. In addition, the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, or SEATO, which was formed in 1955, failed to develop like NATO because it did not have a permanent military force. SEATO was officially dissolved in 1977 after member countries lost interest and withdrew. The lack of support for the idea of forming an Asian NATO shows that such a regional alliance is irrelevant, at least for now. Asian countries still prioritize dialogue to ease the increasing tension. To counter China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific and curb North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal, there is no need to form a regional alliance like NATO. Instead, dialogue and diplomacy must be prioritized. That was commentary today.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We'll be right back. I'll begin today in history with October 4, 1992, where the end of the civil war in Mozambique occurred. Shortly after Mozambique gained independence from Portugal in 1975, it was rocked by a civil war that lasted for about 17 years. The main parties to the war were the Marxist ruling party, the Front for the Liberation of Mozambique, or Frelimo, and the anti-communist party, the Mozambican National Resistance, RENAMO. Frelimo was accused of wanting to create a one-party state in Mozambique, which sparked resistance from RENAMO. As the Cold War ended and the apartheid regime in South Africa, which supported RENAMO, collapsed, the two sides negotiated in Rome, Italy. Assisted by a number of Italian mediators, a peace agreement was reached on October 4, 1992, marking the end of the civil war in Mozambique. Let's move on to the next event on October 4, 2000, when Banten province formed. Banten province is an Indonesian province located at the western tip of Java Island, adjacent to Jakarta and West Java. The Banten area was previously part of West Java province. However, since October 4, 2000, Banten has become a province in its own rights, with its capital in Serang. The Banten region has many industrial areas which are among of the pillars of its economy. The province also has several seaports that were developed to accommodate access capacity from seaport in Jakarta. I learned today in history with October 4, 2010, when the floods in Wasior, West Papua occurred. A flash flood occurred in Wasior District, Wandama Bay Regency, West Papua, Indonesia on October 4, 2010. The flood was caused by heavy rain for two consecutive days, which caused the Batang Salai River that crosses Wasior to overflow. This was exacerbated by forest destruction that occurred around Wasior. A total of 158 people were reported dead, while 148 people were reported missing at that time. Various buildings in Wasior, such as residence houses, churches, hospitals, bridges, and airports, were damaged by the flash floods. Friend, you're always on my side. Give me
shelter through all the rain. For truth that will never change. For someone to lean on. For a heart I can't rely on through anything. For the one who I can run to.
Still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Pre-Employment Card Program has become a reference for employment policies in several countries. Other countries are learning from the Pre-Employment Card and replicating its system. Such as the Cambodian government, which is following its program for 1.5 million workers. This was stated by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto in Jakarta on Thursday, quoted by Antara State News Agency. Erlangga said that several countries are studying the pre-employment card system to replicate this program, such as Thailand, Morocco, and the state of Sarawak. According to Erlangga, the pre-employment program has provided benefits to 18.9 million recipients in the 5 years since the program began. This program also operates inclusively because it also involves vulnerable groups, including women, poor families, people with disabilities, and people from the frontier, outermost, and disadvantaged regions. Each participant also receives benefits in the form of a training scholarship of 3.5 million rupiah or $226, which can be used to take part in various trainings, either in webinar mode, face-to-face, or independent learning, which are available in the pre-employment ecosystem. Considering its benefits, the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs hopes that the next government can continue the pre-employment program. Minister Erlangga said that so far the program is still being discussed in the 2025 state budget. Previously, the Executive Director of the Pre-Employment Card Program Management, Deni Puspa Purbasari, explained that the program has helped job seekers in Indonesia. Not only for the unemployed, the program also helps participants who are already working but want to change careers or become entrepreneurs. According to Deni Puspa, before the training, the number of pre-employment participants who were unemployed was 61%. Those who were working were 39%. After 2 months of training, the number of those who are working changes to 55%. So after 2 months, participants who are already working or becoming entrepreneurs are dominant.
If you're not the one, then why does my soul feel glad today? If you're not the one, then why does my hand fit yours this way? If you are not mine, then why does your heart return my call? If you are not mine, would I have the strength to stand at all? I never know what the future brings, but I know you're here with me now. We'll make it through, and I hope you are the one I share. I don't understand if I'm not made for you.
maim my life. If you're not for me, then why do I dream of you as my wife? It takes my breath away, and I breathe you into my heart and pray for the strength to stand today. 'Cause I love you, whether it's wrong or right. And though I can't be with you tonight, you know my heart is by you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
In Indonesia, October 2nd is commemorated as National Batik Day. This year, the celebration of National Batik Day 2024 is entitled Proud of Batik, with Gedok Tuban waving written batik as an icon. Gedok Tuban batik is considered a communal cultural heritage that displays the cultural acculturations of the coastal communities of Tuban, East Java, with Chinese culture, which has a distinctive phoenix motif. The process of making batik still uses a simple gedok loom with cotton thread as raw material from cotton spun. Tuban batik is an ancient batik made in the interior of Tuban city in East Java. The name Gedok is taken from the manufacturing process, which starts with spinning cotton into thread and woven into cloth with manual tools. The tools make the sound dok dok. From this sound, the name Gedok is taken.
The process making gedok tuban batik takes a long time, starting with spinning cotton into yarn, weaving batik, and dyeing using natural materials. The making of gedok batik takes about 3 months. Tuban batik cloth and soles are usually brownish, which is characteristic of Tuban Gedok Batik. Its motif was influenced by the Majapahit Kingdom because Tuban was an area under the rule of the Majapahit Kingdom in the 12th to 16th centuries. One of the motifs that is influenced on the Majapahit Kingdom is the Serong Panji, which was once used by the noblemen, but now it can be collected by various circles of society. Gedok Tuban Batik is divided into two sizes, namely 2 meters or tapi and shawls. The tapi cloth appears in the forms of sarungs and long cloth that also have religious motifs such as kijing miring and ilir-ilir. Tuban Batik is usually used as a wedding gift from the man to the bride.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany. Listener, today's miscellany informs you about Jazz Gunung Indonesia, which is ready to hold a music festival, Jazz Gunung Burangrang Sora-Sora Bergembira, which will be held in Bamboo Hamlet, Bandung, West Java, on October 19, 2024. The music festival will present a row of Indonesian musicians on three different stages in one location. In addition, the organizers of Jazz Gunung Indonesia have also prepared an interesting silent concert stage to visit. Jazz Gunung Burangrang Sora-Sora Bergembira will feature Elvi Sukaisi featuring Bandung Jazz Orchestra, Tohpati Ethnomission, Vina Panduwinata, Danila, Do Jailani Dewa 19 Experience, Samba Sunda, Sohi, Aib Show, Kevin Yosua Big Six, Nadine Andriana, Benny Apari, Arum Tala, Ear Sun, and Arnando Putra Frank Patinasarani. Presiden Director of PT Jazz Gunung Indonesia, Bagas Indiatmono, said, "The musicians to perform have been curated in accordance with Sundanese cultural values and have a close relationship with the land of Pasundan." To watch the performance of the musicians at Jazz Gunung Burangrang Sora-Sora Bergembira, tickets are sold at a price of ₹200,000. The price includes entrance tickets to Dusun Bambu Tourism Attraction, Bambu Souvenir, and F&B voucher to enjoy rides at Kid Zone, culinary restaurant, and attractive bamboo installation. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Picture, but if you want something, go kitty kitty. Minimalistic, bukan pelik-pelik. looks, what to do with your hat bang. Don't ever use cash space in your game.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and Shortwave Frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. It's a pleasure to see you again, of course. And today's edition of Music Corner, we will play you a song coming from West Sumatra entitled Panik di Awak Kayu di Urang, sang by the duo of Minang singers Franz and Fauzana. Panik di Awak Kayu di Urang is written by Rozak Tanjung. It tells the story of a couple who lives a mediocre life. The wife complains about their situation, but the husband tried to convince his wife to be patient and keep trying and praying, not giving up for a better life. The Panik di Awak Kayu di Urang lyrics also convey that with perseverance and prayer, all difficulties can be overcome. So listener, here is a song from Franz and Fauzana with Panik di Awak Kayu di Urang. Lagu Franz and Fauzana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Denting dawai menyuarakan sebuah awal kisah kehidupan yang berjalan detik berputar hari dimulai mengantarkan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salam di hari yang ditentukan dilahirkan ditemukan dan dipisahkan. Gugur satu tumbuhlah berjuta cinta. Manusia bercinta melahirkan jiwa ke dunia. Sang penyair menorehkan garis awal kehidupan yang berjalan terencana dalam pesan yang bermakna mengantarkan insan ke dalam semestanya di dunia. Waktu takkan pernah mengulang dan rahasia kan menyapa tanpa salah di hari yang ditentukan dilahirkan ditemukan dan dipisahkan. Gugur satu tumbuhlah berjuta cinta.
Yang takkan bisa ku mengerti. dia tahu bahwa aku inginkan kamu. Tetapi mengapa dirimu menggantungkan hatiku? Ku ingin tahu siapa di hatimu, apakah itu aku? Sampai kapankah ku harus menunggu jawaban dari kamu?
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.